I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and this is Spoleto Today. It's the 21st year of Spoleto Today, and you may have noticed something a little different about this year's show.
Welcome to Spoleto Today. I'm Mark Overton.
That's the voice of the creator of Spoleto Today, Marcus Overton. For 20 years, Marcus served as host of the program in Charleston. He retired this year, and we'd like to take a moment to honor all the hard work and ingenuity he brought to Spoleto Today over the past two decades. Let's hear from Spoleto Festival USA's General Director, Nigel Redden, about what Marcus brought to the festival.
Marcus Overton was an extraordinary advocate for Spoleto Festival USA. His enthusiasm was infectious. He was someone who was excited by everything that we did and could find something really personal to say about so much of the program. And I think that that is something that he contributed remarkably to the festival and to people on public radio who heard him.
Here's a recollection of someone who was there from the very beginning, ETV Radio's program director, John Gasqui.
I have known Marcus Overton, first met him in 1995. At that time, we were developing a 30-minute show called Spoleto Today. Marcus created that show, and he named the show. In the latter years, Marcus moved to San Diego, and we thought, oh my gosh, we've lost Marcus. No. Every year without failure, he would climb on his motorcycle and drive from San Diego all the way to Charleston. He loves Spoleto. He loves this. I mean, I'm not talking about just throwing that word out. It's a passionate love. You can hear it in his voice when he's talking to the performers.
And last night, I couldn't believe it when I came across the fact that you had made an arrangement of a Sigmund Romberg song. I thought that I was probably the only guy left in the world who loved some of this old Romberg stuff, but there was Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. How in the world, Charanay, did you come across Softly as in a Morning Sunrise and decide to do something with it?
Well, I mean, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise is...
That was the voice of Marcus Overton in a Spoleto Today program from 2009. Here's Spoleto Festival USA Jazz Director Michael Grofsorian with more.
Marcus Overton brought a level of knowledge blended with enthusiasm that it's hard for any of us to reproduce. And it was always great to listen to his thinking develop during the course of a conversation with me or with anybody he interviewed.
I mean, he did 20 solid years of work, and he would never call it that because it never, in just listening to him, it never felt like it was work. It was just a pure joy for him to do. And that's what I will miss about him.
That again was John Gasqui. As we close the program today, here are a few more friends with their thoughts and wishes for Marcus Overton. Here's Elaine Freeman, the founding director of the ETV Endowment.
It seems impossible to imagine the Spoleto Festival without Marcus Overton. He is SCETV and ETV's radio harbinger of all performances and events at the Charleston venue every year. Mark's broad knowledge of the arts and of performance and the artists who comprise that world made him the ideal host. Mark, you set a high standard, and we thank you for sharing your daily world with the rest of us.
This is Ellen Dressler Morrill. I am the retired director of cultural affairs for the city of Charleston and worked with Piccolo Spoleto from the very beginning. We will really miss Marcus Overton. He had elegant taste and broad knowledge of all the arts disciplines. He had keen insight, perfect recall. He always challenged his interviewees to remember some almost forgotten detail that was essential to the perfect interview.
I'm Sherry Hutchinson. Marcus, in your amazing career, you have maintained the highest standard in this vast world of the arts. You're a brilliant factotum noted for your exceptional work in innumerable disciplines. Since 1995, you have been an invaluable and constant friend and colleague to ETV, and we will miss you so.
Hi, I'm Linda O'Brien, president of ETV. Marcus, you've created quite a legacy with Spoleto Today. In addition to your extensive knowledge of the arts, we were fortunate to have your skills as a broadcaster for 2 decades here at SCETV. We will miss you.
I'll miss you too, Marcus. You were my co-host for 5 years, and it will not be the same without you.